Before we get stuck into the concept of the levy, can you give us a little bit of an idea about just how much of a big problem this is within Australia?
Yeah, so disposable coffee cups are the second biggest product in landfill. Over 1 billion cups are going into landfill in Australia each year. Not only that, it's also going into litter streams. So Clean Up Australia Day, for example, has now put the takeaway cup as being the most common type of litter that's collected during their annual campaign.
So is this something which has really taken off recently? You said it's just become the number one. Has it been like the last 5 years where there's been a massive uptake of these cups? Or?
Well, coffee consumption in general is increasing. And we also know that it's there's a lot of misinformation about the recyclability of coffee cups and what people should do with coffee cups. So often, as you said, people walking on their way to work are going to pick up a coffee and they're putting it in the general waste stream. Or they may be just, you know, putting it by the side of the street and it's going into the oceans.
Yeah, okay. Well, we before we talk about the proposed levy in the UK, I wanted to know, within Australia, we know that it's a massive problem. Are there measures in place right now which are trying to tackle this problem?
So the War on Waste show program run by the ABC revealed this as being a big issue of public interest. And as a result, there's been a group that's been convened through the Australian Packaging Covenant, which is a working group of people involved in the waste industry and also manufacturers across the entire supply chain that have been looking at ways to address the issue. And so there's a working paper that they've released, which is going to further influence policy and also some decision making across that supply chain. At the moment, there are no blanket measures. And, you know, this type of scheme that you've just mentioned is a disincentive scheme as well. There are similar type schemes that there have been introduced in, for example, South Australia and Northern Territory around other containers, which are incentive type schemes, cash for containers, where it encourages people to actually put the waste in the correct stream.
Like with aluminium cans.
Yeah.
And you get 10 cents or whatever when you go to South Australia.
Exactly. And New South Wales is currently in the process of coming up with similar legislation.
It was interesting you mentioned, was the ABC show the catalyst for that particular working group?
The Australian Packaging Covenant did respond to that program.
Wow.
And the bringing together of that group.
That's really powerful then. That had a big change. So the concept of, we don't have a particular overarching legislation at the moment. In the UK, they're looking at what something is called a latte levy. What would be the details of a kind of levy in this area? How would that work?
So a latte levy is going to add a cost to the cup itself, and that's going to be effective only if it's also associated with a signal in the market. So that's either going to be for the manufacturers or the retailers of the coffee product who will look for viable alternatives if that product becomes too expensive for them to be able to sell. However, if it's on the other side, they decide to increase the price of the coffee in order to absorb the cost, and it's not associated with a kind of awareness campaign for the consumer, consumers might actually just absorb that additional cost and they'll continue to buy coffee.
Yeah, so when you mentioned before the concept of a signal in the market, does that mean if my coffee goes up 30 cents and it's kind of unexplained, I just say, okay, here's 30 cents extra, and I walk along the street and I chuck it on the road?
Sure.
But if the coffee, by signal, do you mean something like a sign that says it's gone up 40% or 40 cents, sorry, because of, you know, we need to pay for the recycling and it's a problem for the environment? Is that what you mean by signal?
That's a signal to the consumer. Yeah, definitely. The signal for the, from the business perspective would be whether or not they can absorb the cost themselves or if they have viable substitutes.
You mentioned incentive before. It's kind of like a carrot and or a stick. So this is like a stick where it's like you're going to continue to use this, which is bad for the environment. So it's 40 cents more to pay for the recycling or whatever. What about an alternative where... Is there things happening in Australia where we say, if you bring your own cup, it's 50 cents less, so it's more like a carrot rather than a stick? Is that approach, is there merit to that approach?
Yeah, of course. And these are the sort of incentive schemes. Some of them are already in place. So there is the Responsible Cafe movement, and there's a website that you can go to and have a look at all the cafes that are currently involved. They'll offer a reduction, 50 cents, 10%. Some coffee shops are even offering a dollar if you bring your own cup.
A dollar, wow.
Yeah, so that's quite an incentive.
Yeah.
Other cafes are actually through that program saying, we no longer provide you with a disposable cup. So sit here and drink, or bring your own, or we don't want your business.
That's really interesting. Mm. So from if something like this was a levy, an overarching levy was applied in Australia, do you think from a business perspective, is that going to be really cut into cafes? Is it going to make it really difficult for them?
So the coffee market, because there are a lot of suppliers in the market, it's a very competitive market. So something like this could have an effect. It's more likely to have an effect, in fact. However, again, like we just discussed, whether or not that encourages a subsequent change in behaviour, which is what we might ultimately want to see, which is a reduction in the use of these cups, that's questionable because it depends on whether or not there is another viable substitute product.
A levy is really, it's a market mechanism. We're talking about economics, but I'm interested in like the societal thought behind this, because we're impacting the environment. Mm. It's something that's impacting society. So do you think that in Australia, cafes would be very willing to get behind something that is, it's like a, makes you feel good? It's kind of putting the economics, the raw economics aside. Do you think it's something that's going to be adopted because people want to help the environment? Is that something where, I guess, society is in 2018?
Well, I think if we just look at the example of the responsible cafe movement, we can see that that is growing as a movement of cafe.
So, sorry, what is that, the responsible cafe movement? What does that entail?
The responsible cafe movement is where a cafe says, as I was talking about just previously, they sign up. They'll say to you, if you come and buy a coffee here, you get a discount if you bring your own cup.
Oh, okay.
So that is the kind of proactive, it's indicating that there is a proactive will from coffee retailers to want to see a shift and to reduce the environmental impact of the products that that they're offering.
Do you think that ultimately some kind of levy is required?
I think that a range of measures in this case will have more impact in creating the type of change that we want to see, definitely.